Hey guys, welcome back to our dialogue series with Gabriel Cousins and myself, Richard Sachs. Really glad to have you with us again. And this is going to be a quick, maybe a little bit shorter session with Dr. Cousins. And we're going to get right into it. We're going to be discussing something I haven't heard talked about before in terms of the tyranny that's going on in the world and the response to it that is up to us. So let's get right into it with Dr. Cousins and welcome, Gabriel. It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I welcome everybody with love and wishing everybody a happy holiday season. And we know the Hanukkah has actually started last night. It's always about bringing the light to the world. That's what we're trying to do too. So happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas, and may all be blessed with a wonderful new year. That of expanded consciousness and awareness. I hope.
Definitely.
Now, I'm going to just talk a little bit about we dance for spiritual joy as a way of awakening that energy, even though, people are like feeling a little depressed and a little hopeless. No, that's what they want you to feel, but that isn't the truth of things, okay? They are not in charge, the globalistas, okay? God is in charge, and we are in the majority, the vast majority. That's what we need to remember. One of the things that I'm going to really get us started on talking about is the fact of the bioweapon injection on the brain. It actually causes brain degeneration in a variety of ways, which I'll talk about just a little bit, because I'm going to really focus on, and Richard and I were talking about, kind of a much bigger picture than the injection per se. And it's key to understanding what we're doing, and it's the fact of a totalitarianism on the mind. Okay. So, that being said, we're going to start with a little dance to get the spiritual joy going. We use the name of God that Moses received at the burning bush. Yod on in breath, hand out breath. Wah on in breath, hand out breath. And we just keep repeating it until our mind is quiet. Yod from the base to the heart, hail to the heart. Wah from the base of the third eye, hail to the heart. That's it. So we'll do that, and we'll go into meditation for a few minutes, and then we will start our discussion. So let's get going, and hopefully everyone will join me in the spiritual dance. It's a little cold here where I am, so kind of double layered. Okay, Doug, I think we're okay. Okay. Just focus on my eyes as we go into meditation. Okay, in the meditation. slowly come out of meditation. And welcome back. So, the topic I want to speak about to get us started is from a neuropsychiatric point of view, the bioweapon injection has been shown to cause a significant round of mental difficulties. It's generally reported in at least 40% of the people where there's like an apparent personality change. And people tend to get disconnected from God, disconnected from each other, kind of a lack of love, lack of compassion, easy to get angry, kind of a little spacey, almost like a kind of robotic consciousness. And that is comes really out of a lot of damage to the frontal lobe, like what we would call a frontal lobe lobotomy. Now, the people aren't doing lobotomies today. I mean, they're not doing electroshock therapy because those are the symptoms that I'm describing. You're disconnected from God, disconnected from yourself, disconnected from love. Your thinking is a little muddled. And there's a kind of a vacancy as if the soul has kind of disappeared. And these were really things that has been noted when people were doing, they're not doing anymore, as far as I know, shock therapy, electroshock therapy, and also lobotomies. Now, this brain damage is going on from the injection. It causes spike proteins to get into the brain and start eating the brain away. It causes not just spike proteins, but different clotting, different breakdown of the capillaries. So the circulation to the brain, and particularly the frontal lobes, is changed. And so you actually get brain destruction on a micro level and more in the frontal lobes. And that acts in essence, according to like some of the physicians out there, like Dr. Peter Breggin, as a frontal lobotomy. That's a pretty big statement. But when we look at what's happening to people, and people, most people, whatever country, they know that people are driving a little bit more crazy way, in a more aggressive way, and people who used to know kind of feel distant from you and are seem a little alienated. There's just a lot going on that doesn't make sense until we kind of begin to understand that. Now, some research also shows that it destroys the bioweapon injection, destroys the God gene. Okay? And the D2A1 gene. But the point is that the symptoms are there of what we're talking about. And then going backwards from the symptoms, we say, well, what causes that? So we are talking about frontal lobe lobotomy degeneration type of scenario. And I think that's what we need to understand. Now, when a person has that, they are easily controlled. Their personality is basically nullified. They become pretty good robots. And that, of course, is one of the things that the New World Order in a sense has talked about, is that those, you know, there's a whole class of people who are just going to follow the manual orders and really aren't going to object. They're too nullified to be able to rebel. They're the perfect slaves. So that's a little scary. to tell you the truth. Now, let's kind of move a little bit away from that, but it is connected, into what other things cause that kind of, where people lose love, they lose the human connections with each other, they turn on each other, they get aggressive with each other, and betray each other. And one of the social conditions of that is what we call totalitarianism. So you have a strong dictatorship and everybody is afraid. They're afraid to be different from the flock. They're afraid to be individuals. And they become meek and very controlled. And when we look at how these groups work, also the ability to love tends to disappear because you're just following orders. And we've heard that word before. Oh, I was just following orders. Well, that is what we're talking about, is that people lose their sense of humanity and can do really atrocious things to other people because they've lost the human connection, they've lost the God connection. So this is somewhat what's going on, okay? And when you're in this state, it's very easy to be the bottom part of a dictatorship, totalitarian state, and with the leaders of the New World Order on the top of that, giving the orders. This is what we're looking at. Now, this is important on a lot of levels. It's individually important, but there's another level that's important, is that this is a battle of life and death for the planet, life and death for all humanity, because it's on such a mass scale. So that's another level of concern. Now, we can say, because the previous analogy of this, as people are beginning to talk about it, is basically the Third Reich. And this is what happened to people. That's why they turned their fellow humans into the concentration camps and the death camps. Not everybody, thank goodness. But the that tendency. So what we're also seeing, in the, it's really coming out of Europe as the core of the New World Order energy, is a Fourth Reich, okay? And the European Union is kind of a pre-one world government, and we're seeing that's not holding together quite so well. But basically, they want to take away the democracy and independence of the different states, but also of individuals, to take away individuality. And the New World Order cannot have, as any totalitarian system can't, it can't have constitutional democracies. It just isn't what can happen, because it's completely aligned against that. That's why we're talking about that. So the bioweapon injection destroys the ability to love, the ability to think critically, which also gets lost in the fascist dictator type things. And we certainly saw that happening in Germany. They weren't the only place, but we certainly saw it happening. There is a prime example. But that frontal lobe breakdown, which is literally happening with the injection, the bioweapon injection, is also a state of mind. So you don't even need the injection to go into the state of mind where love is lost, human connection is lost, you're following orders, you're trying to fit in, and you lose your individuality. In a sense, in a deeper level, it's the ability of the soul to communicate through the brain. So what we're seeing today, and a lot of people talk about it, I'm just trying to give it a frame of reference, is, you know, loss of love, loss of the sense of human connection, loss of empathy, and then also loss of critical thinking. Just shut up and get in line. So these are very, very important issues that I'm bringing up that I believe are actively going on in the world today, activated by the bioweapon injections, but really moved along by the totalitarianism of, you know, people are really afraid to express. So that's why this program is important in that way. So I'm going to invite Richard in to hear his comments as well. And one more thing, you know, we're very happy to hear your questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. People just barely started using that last week, and I noticed it cut off the question, and I wondered if our screen is not showing the whole thing, or if that was a one-time aberration, or what happened. But anybody that's brave enough to ask a question live, that would be great. And I think the topic that you brought up is so important. It kind of brings up all kinds of other questions, one of which comes to mind. What is it that makes people susceptible to just following orders? I think one of the things that indicates is a lack of following yourself, being true to yourself and to God, which it doesn't mean, you know, you don't have the right religion or anything, because you have a connection internally in yourself to God, to where you came from, no matter what you call it. And that's not dependent on which religion you join. It's there as part of who you are. And if you're true to that, even if you've never read a book in your life, you don't know what official morals are supposed to be, you can still do that if you have that connection. You know, in fact, the Bible itself mentions that very nasty people, I think it says even the devil being one of them. I haven't met the devil, but I can verify that there are demonic beings, and they can quote scripture, and scriptures have been used to justify burning the witches and all kinds of stuff. Being true to God is different than quoting scripture. It's a connection to your nature and your source. If we get that back, then we're not going to be just following orders anymore. We can't do it. So that's a useful little safety tip. Be true to yourself and God, and you'll be okay.
So I'm just going to interrupt myself for a second so I don't forget. But one of the ways we are dealing with this is we have a Peace 21 meditation.
Right.
And that is coming up on Wednesday the 21st at 7 o'clock p.m., quarter of 7 p.m. Israel time. So it's about 11 of, well, we can do the math where it is in the East Coast, West Coast. And the East Coast, it's about 11, it's about noon, around noon. On the West Coast, it's probably around 9 in the morning. Rich, you can correct me on that if I don't get it right. But the point is, this is a way where we bring our collective meditative energies together to create the energy of peace for the world. We'll have a guided meditation. It's going to go from, I say, quarter to 7 to 7:30. Meditation will be like 7 to about 7:30.
That's your local time, right?
Yes, Israel time. And then it's worldwide. So we're all meditating together, upgrading the consciousness on the planet. So it can work both ways. People can be positively affected, and we're uplifting the global brain and the global consciousness. And that really has a tremendous power to bring peace and awakening to the planet. So this is the antidote to that. So we do it on each equinox and solstice, because those are four times where it's easier for the prayers to reach throughout the solar system and the cosmos. So we invite everybody to do that. Richard, Doug, do you have the coordinates for that? I think it's drcousins.com/peace21.
And what day is that happening?
Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, six, you know, quarter of seven Israel time.
Okay. Wednesday being the 21st, that's the solstice.
Correct. And the solstice is over 3 days, but we always do it on the 21st.
Okay.
And, Doug, I don't know if you had that, what it is, but I think it's Dr. Cousins / piece 21. If you can, maybe while we're talking, check with Mahal, and he can send that to you. Should have done that ahead of time, but I didn't. So that's part of it. We have a counter approach that unites our consciousness to uplift the consciousness of the planet rather than to depress the consciousness of the planet.
You made a comment before in your introduction that we're the vast majority, not the New World Order controllers, and they need our help in order to destroy things. They can't do it alone.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. There it is. It's up there. Piece 21. Thank you.
Yeah.
DrCousins.com, /piece21. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, so what they want to use, the New World Order controllers believe in meditation. Absolutely. The ones at the top, except they use it for the opposite purpose. And what they want us to do is be focused on all the negative energies, the low frequencies, and hate and division and condemnation of people, and worrying about what race supposedly somebody is, or, you know, why we should have wars. And they want us to be broadcasting those destructive emotions. So they're giving us a clue. You can take their directions and do the opposite. Instead of following orders, follow the opposite of the order when the order is crazy.
Yeah, and it's also part of their divide and conquer type.
Yeah. Yeah. So unify for freedom.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add, Richard? Or?
You brought up a lot about not following orders, and I would say that's a critical element, because once consciousness of self and origin is raised a little bit, you can't follow suicidal orders anymore. If somebody tells you to take this new great bioweapon injection and it's going to make you safe from disease and it's very effective and it's totally harmless, which they're still saying about it now, in spite of all the data, you won't be able to go along with it. You know, a voice inside yourself will be saying, no, this is crazy, you're destroying yourself. And the same if you're a policeman and you have orders to beat up some women who went 6 feet too far from their house in Australia or Canada or some country like that. You can't do it. You don't want to lose your job, but you can't do it. It's not a decision. It's automatic. So that consciousness has to spread, and then nobody follows these crazy orders anymore.
Yes. And we start energetically rebuilding our consciousness.
Right, at the same time.
Yeah.
And a new parallel world where it's normal and human again.
Yeah, because when we look at, this is the battle for humanity, big picture.
Right.
Not about the bioweapon injection, that's one of their techniques. It is literally a battle for humanity. We're being hit with propaganda, we've been hit with mob psychology, you know, other things that affect the consciousness, like 5G, definitely affects your consciousness in a negative way. It's known to create depression, anxiety. Those are the two big things that creates, even psychosis, because it disorganizes your brain function.
Right. And there's a couple of big ones coming up that people need to be aware of and consciously decide how you're going to respond. I mean, more than a couple, but the couple that come to my mind is, they've been talking about this new pandemic that they're going to start. It's our, you know, how event 2201 preceded the fake COVID pandemic by, I think it was late 2019 that they had that, and then they started their pandemic in early 2020, and with the toxins that were spread out to get some initial reaction so they could justify the shot. The equivalent of event 201 for the new pandemic that they hope they plan to target mainly children, this has already been held like Event 201, it's already done. And they're planning on terrifying everybody soon, probably in early 2023. So if you're forewarned and you know that's coming, then you can decide how you want to react. And the other one that's being put in motion right now is the CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies. And we don't want to get involved in that because that's total control of everything in your life. So if nobody goes along with that, if consciousness spreads in time, then they'll both just fall flat. It's like the old bumper sticker that said, "What if they gave a war and nobody came?" which is a really insightful slogan. What if they gave a pandemic and nobody came? Or a new currency? So we have a choice.
Can you help me in that? I get that they're planning to do this pandemic in 2025. Did I miss something?
Well, the one that was the document where they basically explained the COVID pandemic was called SPARS 2025-2028. And it was actually not accurate years on the title. That was SPARS to make believe that it was just made up.
And this is called SEARS.
SEARS is the new one, yeah.
Right. And they're saying 2025 to be a
year. Yeah, just like well, SPARS was the one that related to COVID. And they called that 2025 to 2028, and it happened in 2020. SEARS is supposedly relating to the new one.
Yes.
Also referred to as catastrophic contagion, to be as scary of a title as possible. And they're probably saying, you know, like you said, a later year for that one too. But the indication is they've already had what they call the tabletop meeting and simulation. That's right. Already been done. And that generally looks like it precedes the actual instigated pandemic by a few months. So I don't know for sure they can change their mind, but that's what it looks like at the moment.
Okay.
So I suggest let them give a pandemic and nobody comes.
Right. And that's the point of having a working mind. So yeah. That we aren't sheeple and we're holding their consciousness. And I understand that not everybody's going to be able to do that. Our role is to encourage as many people as possible to do that. And not allow a frontal lobotomy to happen to yourself.
Right. And one of the things that really helps avoid frontal lobotomies is avoiding the television and the standard news shows, which are starting to promote fear and turning in your neighbors as terrorists if they disagree with the government. Stuff like that, which is...
That's the same thinking that happens with the frontal lobotomy, is you lose your human loyalty, and you are just following orders, and you're a good part of the flock, the sheeple.
Yeah, I think one reason it's hard for people to grasp it is that we've been trained since babies to have blind adoration and trust in authority. And they teach that in school. School is one of the big weapons against humanity. And from preschool through PhD and MD, they teach blind obedience to authority no matter what, and how to treat vaccine hesitancy and make people obey the CDC and stuff like that. This is all massive weapons against people. And it's better to be aware of it, not to be worried about it or to be afraid of it, but to be conscious of it. And I think that's something you could talk about too if you get time, is how do you be aware of horrible things without needing to be afraid or worried about them?
Well, it's called witness consciousness. And I'll go back to playing football, okay? And I was a lineman, and you're up there and people are making comments to you and swearing at you, and they're trying to get your mind off the truth. The truth in that moment is who you're blocking us in. Okay? Now, that may seem trivial, but the point I'm saying is all this noise is going on, and you stay centered in the truth of what you're doing. Now, take it on a spiritual language is when you are centered in the truth of who you are, in the divine self of who you are, then you don't get seduced into the nonsense that they're putting out at you, because you know that it's not aligned with humanity, you know, the deeper, authentic humanity, and you can see it. So the key is to keep the witness consciousness that keeps you a certain separation from what's going on, and then you can be consciously choosing what's happening.
And this is different than being oblivious of what's going on.
It's very different. You're totally aware, but you're observing, and you're not being sucked in mindlessly to the mock.
Right. Yeah, because it's easy to feel that what's going on in the world is so threatening and so terrifying and so horrible that if you want to be spiritual, which means connected to God, happy, connected to good energy and all that, you can't be aware of what's going on in the outside world because it ruins your mood.
Well, no, this is the key. If you're really tuned into the truth of who you are, there is this unending bliss and unconditional love, unconditional bliss, unconditional oneness that's going on no matter what. And then you're able to, through that window, you look at what's going on outside. And of course, as you're witnessing, you're feeling the love, peace, you're not being sucked into that negativity, and then you can act in the most appropriate way in the situation. Because you're coming from a place that's inside of you rather than a mindset that's projected onto you. That's how it's different. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would affect everything that's happening in the world. So yeah, when you're one of those groups of people that's just following orders, you're trying to progress in politics, and they say, well, you know, just lie about this and we'll give you a promotion. We'll let you win the election because we control that. You can't do it because that witness consciousness that you just described is clear. If you do that, it's self-destruction. So you have to find another way. But there's no question about following orders. You can't do it.
Right. I mean, if the orders are aligned with God, you can't. But otherwise, you don't.
No orders to hurt other people unnecessarily or to hurt yourself.
So the key is maintaining your God-centered humanity, which is why we're put on the planet, and then you get a different perspective of what's going on. Oh, wow, this is a major spiritual challenge to stay centered in the truth where there's so much pressure to deviate from the truth and be part of the darkness.
Right.
So it's really a spiritual challenge. And that's how I'm going to kind of end, is that I want to bless everybody in this coming new year, in this coming holiday season, we won't be meeting next week, that we are able to make that breakthrough to maintain the connection with the God within and really the God outside, and the God in all people. And we never lose focus of that fundamental love connection we have with all humanity and with the God within us. Amen. And I bless everybody and Richard and Doug for your great work here. And as we say in the Native American, Om Takiwasin, Aho. Peace be with you.
Thank you, Dr. Cousins. I think you've brought out enough to change the world radically, and all it requires is people to absorb and follow it. So, very valuable. And I want to encourage everybody who's just following orders right now, if you're in the class of people that are trying to get ahead in military or police or education or media or any corporate work or in the government positions or NGOs or anything, shake yourself out of the forgetfulness, out of the hypnosis that you've been in, and come back to being true to yourself and true to God, because it's not, was it Karl Marx or Lenin? I think it was Marx that said, religion is the opiate of the masses. In other words, there is no God. As we've heard Soros say famously on his interview on TV when he was turning in fellow Jews and taking their property and all the stuff that he was involved in before he got involved in taking over other countries and stuff like that as an adult. It's all based on the idea that there's no reality to anything permanent within you. It's just get what you can before you die and that's it. And then at a higher level, they're saying, get what you can and follow orders from darkness, because they do believe in after death rewards from the dark power. And when you get back in touch with yourself, those are not good deals to make, because it's counterproductive to your own benefit. And you get really in touch with that. It doesn't even matter what you read. You know inside what's right and what's not right.
Well, a deal with the devil.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. It's not a good deal in the long run, or even in the short run. It's because we're all one, and if we hurt somebody else unnecessarily, we hurt ourselves every time. So, and if you wanted to say more about that, I didn't want to cut you off either.
No, that was it. I was just adding in, that's what they're asking you to do. And yeah. People think you're going to get ahead with it, but you never do. You'll lose your head.
That's right. And there's so many examples right now. And even though you're just one person, everybody else is watching you. You're an example that can turn the tide. So if you're a school teacher and your orders are to teach people that they're bad because of their race, which is being done all over the world right now, well, not so much in certain countries, but America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, places like that, where it's not fashionable to say you're bad because you have dark skin, so now they're doing it. You're bad because your skin's not dark enough. And they're seriously doing that in universities and elementary schools and everything in between in the U.S., I know, because I'm seeing it here. And if you're one of the people who's being taught to teach that or to set up, you know, drag queen story time for kids, which they're really getting into in the U.S., if you're in touch with yourself and you know the effect that what you do has on yourself and other people, you do what Chris Sky said and just say no. You know, you don't have to violently attack anybody that is against what you're knowing is right. You just don't comply. It's what David Icke has been talking about, peaceful mass non-compliance. But what makes that possible is your own quietness and your connection to God and your to who you really are. I'm one of those people kind of on the outside of interpreting the spiritual thing, because I don't think you have a soul. I think you are a soul. And the nature of who you are, whatever terminology and semantics you use, you're permanent. You know, you're going to be somewhere no matter what. But what you do, it's like they said in Gladiator, Russell Crowe's line, what we do in life echoes in eternity. And it affects absolutely everybody else in real time. So it matters to an incredible, indescribable extent what you say and what you do. You know, you, as I've said before, use your time well. And Dr. Cousins' meditation event is for that. And I got to cut off because he has to go and we got other things to do. But I just want to talk about at some point the brilliance of starting these shows with dance and meditation. It's like moving around. Your body and your inner consciousness are so connected, your body and your brain and your mind and your spirit. And when you move, it releases endorphins and other chemicals in the body that bring up your energy and make it easier to focus on what you need to think about. And meditation just brings it all together and drops all the ego garbage and criticizing each other and the usual petty thoughts that are running through your mind that just go away in favor of connection to God. Whatever words you use for that doesn't matter. And I just think that's a brilliant way to start these discussions. And we should be using that in daily life as much as possible. You see, in inspirational speakers like Tony Robbins, they always start by jumping around, even if you don't know how to dance, which most people aren't great dancers. Just jumping around changes your attitude completely. Try it sometime. And the same with meditation. So anyway, I got to not just drag on and on and on. Use your time well, drcousins.com. /piece 21 about the event coming up on the 21st. There, Doug is putting it on screen now, and planetaryhealingclub.com for ongoing work with the mechanics of reconnecting to who you are. Very critical right now for the events happening in the world and turning them around for real instead of just talking. We're all working on that in our own way. So come there and we'll meet you live, planetaryhealingclub.com, and look at drcousins.com for the various events that he's offering right now. Use your time well. Connect to yourself. Be true to yourself and God. And we'll see you next time. Practice until then.